All right, how you doing? Let me put my song on because this song reminds me of The Stalker. I like Eminem, but I have to put this on. Yeah. And actually, The Stalker's from Detroit. Yeah, originally. He lives in Arizona. Eastern Detroit. I know I buy this. This song is actually, I don't like Eminem, but this stance song reminds me of this person. Because this person won't leave him for fucking love. Yeah. No, because let me say this, this is why I began to talk. You know, you already know about the R. Kelly situation. And let me turn that down a bit to go over time. Okay, so let me explain something. The reason why this dude is trying to is going after me. First of all, this dude is nobody. We know one knows who he is. Yeah, he's a former actor and all the other crap. But he has got all the time he gets some type of power when he does bad. You know what I'm saying? And he is obsessed with me because I am. First of all, the definition of being multiracial means two races or more in your ancestry. So my parents have two races or more ancestry. Actually, today's St. Patrick's Day, I have Irish and down, but I'm famous for African American, French, Spanish, Greek, Irish, Scottish, and American. This dude wants to come on social media talking about how I'm not me, blah, blah, snack. Make fun of my dead mother when we can do the same thing as dead father. I choose not to do that, but hey, we can deal with your dead father when he was 18 years old and bring it up, okay? He wants to lie to the judge and think the judge is God or something. We can get Judge Gonzalez out. First of all, I know how to get a judge. I'm the wrong person to fuck with, okay? When it comes to law enforcement, I've got cops in trouble. I've got a judge I think fucking see. The judge got me the first time, Judge Jerry Brown, he's a long judge. And I'm about to get Judge Garcia out, okay? And like, Judge Gonzalez better stop. You know, she never did what she did back last year on May 22nd, taking sides with a stalker and signing a false documentation, which did none of that shit never happened. I never been to dude's house. I never called this motherfucker dude. The dude had been to my house when he died to judge and sadly won, but we can get her bitch ass in trouble and get the dog courthouse in trouble because they have a lot of violations when it comes to under court law when it comes to the feds. So they really want the feds to come shut their fucking ass down. Trust me, I'm gonna get that bitch ass out of her fucking seat. I'm gonna have to, and one thing, when I say that, this dude is a liar. Threaten her. I'm not threatening her. I'm not getting my hands dirty. Like I said, if I was Joe Apiro, you know, my taking in defense of Joe Apiro's racism in Arizona, if I was a white, pure white man, Joe Apiro, I would done this shit a long time ago, but I'm not. Okay, so she got to worry. I should worry about her fucking dollars being shut down. That's all I worry about, and her getting locked up for big time desiring me, because I knew it was a law violation on her and get her bitch ass out of her fucking job and get her locked up in the feds. She thought I was scared of her. Bitch, I'm not scared of fucking judge. You are a fucking piece of shit. A piece of shit in a robe. You're not even God. You're not Jesus. So you need to humble yourself with that robe. Okay? But this, the reason I keep talking about the stalker, he has harassed me since the 31st December. When fucking law enforcement don't want to do it for this all of mine, commit suicide. He's committing suicide. I gotta take care of my own on this because y'all stupid, super slow, dumb, time out. Your politics and your biases go above the law. Okay, for example, here in Harris County, we got law enforcement who don't want to do their job. They want to blame everything on Judge Lee Hidalgo. Judge Lee Hidalgo is, it has nothing to do with you're doing your job ethically, okay? I ain't said do your job bad, it's doing evil. Misconduct is not your job. That's against the law. It's stuff you commit a crime with a badge. Under the call of law, you're supposed to be ethical with your dog on position and power, not for be abusing your power. So you go to fucking jail, go to prison for that. Do anybody gonna get away with it? Because nobody goes to, like I do, go to the FBI website, put your bitch ass on blast, and everybody go find your bitch ass and get your ass in trouble for don't call all violations, okay? So, they need to be another person on Sunday after midnight, whatever. You need to worry about the law, okay? That's part of the instrument, y'all. Damn, this is okay. I forgot that was an incident. That's what he needs to do. My dog forgive me to say that, but talking about the soccer. Yeah, because he's obsessed with me. He obsessed with me because I'm an outspoken, multiracial person with a little more of a black side. I can give a fuck about what people say, how I look like. I go about what's my ancestors. Okay? I'm out please people, ain't trying to please people, ain't trying to beat about kicks each other. And this dude wants to commit a crime against me by law enforcement. And any law enforcement take the keys to his safe and get their ass in trouble for undercover law violation and abuse their power against me. Okay? Yeah, bitch. Time out. And the bitch, Cynthia L. E. Gonzalez, she is correct. So she needs to shut the fuck up. One thing the bitch is, I'm not scared of her. I pretend to be scared on the telephone hearing about her stupid ass false version of the law in the courtroom. But when I sat down, I called all time bitches, hoes, and put up at her like, bitch, you wish you didn't know if you wish you never met me, okay? I'm gonna get her ass out that doggone seat and down there put my MPS and she'll leave the fuck alone. She signed a false documentation, she's going to jail for that shit. She said threatened me kind of police I mean this kind of judicial misconduct against me, bitch. All I gotta do is get your ass in trouble. The judicial commission wanna take a side, get they fucking ass in trouble for undercover law violation. All y'all are fucking guilty. You let this nigga out here continue to harass me. I want this nigga to leave me the fuck alone. I call him a nigga. He ain't no brother to me. He's a fake ass brother. He think he better than somebody. This is ugly. It's because he lied to me with curly hair. You still ugly. Like, leave me the fuck alone. You got my name in your mouth. I put my lie on me from making fun of my mother. My mother and I didn't get along. That's between me and her. She did. He had nothing to do with it. Had nothing to do with him. He came to my house trying to knock on my door after he lied to the bitch on the scene. So, I don't want, like I said, I want this nigga to leave me the fuck alone. That's why I'm talking about the shit. Until this nigga leave me the fuck alone, y'all take legal action against this bitch ass nigga, then I'll shut the fuck up. But y'all want to fucking do your fucking job. I do, like I said, I want y'all to commit suicide. Yeah, all you need a fucking badge for that. But suicide is big in police. Y'all want to beat up people, mistreat people, exonerate people, and act like ain't nothing be done to your bitch ass. And you know, if you're not forgetting, you go to fucking hell. So you might as well go and take a straight ass to hell anyway by committing suicide. Good. Good. That's tyrants. A tyrant person. I'm not against police. I'm against tyrannical people. Tyrants should not be under your authority. Unless you want the same to be authority. Bitch, y'all working the same. Shit. So anyway, to this bitch here, this nigga's out, she let this nigga continue to do his whatever he want to do, encouraging it. All we gotta do is get the feds involved, get all y'all bitch ass in trouble. You lose your badges, you lose your dog on ropes. You don't need to have no fucking authority. You lose that shit, okay? And have y'all, while y'all trying to put on this arrogant smile and intimidate people, your bitch ass won't commit suicide. Do it. I dare you, do it. Do it, do it, do it. We don't need no more damn tyrannical people in charge. Shit. One thing I'm glad the Bible say, and I know I'm cursing. Don't pick the splinter out of someone else's eye. That's how I mean. Pick the whooping out your own eye. Do that. Leave me the hell alone. Don't ever try to create me. You gotta let God create me. But when it's come to this fool here, he's harassing me. I dedicate the stance on him because I'm not just a who. All I want to do is leave the fuck alone. Leave, get all everything about me, all his information, all my information about me, get rid of it. Don't say anything about me. Then also, this nigga's time to make fun of me being poor, homeless. Nigga, I get your ass sued. Then that old bitch ass just as I said, you said anything, you did. And I got a documentation of you doing it. You saying it, you mean it. You stupid. One thing about Generation Millennials, half y'all stupid. And Generation Z, whatever. But what's it called? Generation X, like myself and Baby Boomers and Solid. If we did something dirt, we ain't gonna tell nobody. We ain't gonna go on no damn social media and blast it. But your bitch ass flashed your crime on social media. I screenshot that shit, nigga. And I gave it to the laws. Now your bitch ass, Juggins, I can kiss my ass. We already got information on her bitch ass being a fucking criminal. And we can get her ass locked up. And I'm going to get her ass locked up. Trust me. Anything I find criminal about this bitch, she going to lose her fucking doggone robe and her license. Trust me. I have done this to many. Y'all don't know me. You don't fucking, and he on Twitter, he want to know about HBO. Because I got their ass in trouble, too. I got, what's his name, Sergeant Reese? screen 10 years ago, and April 4 be a year of that shit. Him terminating me after I was a victim of crime. I got that stupid ass bitch in trouble years later. That's why I have big of a crime on Channel 11. Time I hear time. No, and now they fire his ass. From the police was called doing me. Y'all don't fuck with me. You not God. Stop trying to play that shit. You pipe it down. Humble yourself. Move on. Yeah, so she not know I dig up her information, find about her being a fucking ass criminal. And I did not blast her on social media, bitch. Now she, I bet her bitch ass fucking embarrassed. Next time, live by law, right? Not by misinterpretation. Oh, don't ever misinterpretation law. Don't ever try to stand me in front of color or lie under, oh, time I harass this nigga. No, the nigga start harassing me. Okay? My intention, one thing, bitch, we don't live in Arizona. I don't live in, yo, you in that dude in Arizona. I live in Texas. You post, not never, one thing you missed out in court and you're, as a judge, you don't ignore my state laws. I'm not a resident of Arizona. Okay? This stupid bitch. I'm talking about Cynthia L. Gonzalez, an ugly ass hoe. Yes, I said what I said. Get fucking offended. You offended me on 22nd of May, then this nigga harassed me. Saying my name, time I harass him. I ain't harassing nigga. I'm fighting back. So we gonna be defenseless, wait for some stupid ass law enforcement who ain't right, who corrupt them down themselves and commit suicide. Like I said, I'm glad half y'all commit suicide, because you coming is the main purpose of you joining the police is to do harm to other people and get a fuck away with it. Your conscience eat you up. That's why I take a life. We don't want to deal with this shit. I don't give a fuck about how your fucking parents. I came from two corrupt parents. One of passed away. Do you see me crying about her dying? No. And the other one dies, who don't care about? I don't want stewardship being rude to me. Shit. You clean your own self up before you try to tell somebody right, please. But as I said to this nigga here, if this dude stop bothering me, I'll stop. Leave me the fuck alone. You obsess me. I ain't obsessed with your bitch ass. I ain't just you, just of me. Cause I know how to get clout on the internet. That's your bitch ass. All the time you get clout is start share people. I don't give a fuck about people making fun of my miscarriage. I live for me. Keyword, live for me. I don't live for other motherfucking people. You over here trying to please other dumb people. And yes, I look more black than you do. But I don't give a fuck. It's my heritage, my heritage. I don't please dumb people. Or do I care about other folks saying. And when my beef blew a slide on, the nigga slandered me on social media because I was telling the truth. He sent his goons to shut my channel and put some porn on. That's why. And ain't nobody, I ain't fed his bitch ass. All I'm trying to do is get his ass in that doggone courtroom and sue his ass if he's part of the situation and sue the Latino niggas involved in that shit. That's all. Don't you ever fucking slander my name talking about I'm trying to threaten somebody. First of all, in Cleveland, Ohio, the East part is trash shit and ghetto and dangerous. I ain't trying to live like that shit. See, I never understood how Bluish Lotto is a trash mulatto, wish he was white. But he would not move to the white side of West Cleveland, Ohio. I go to a wealthy white area. My family taught me how to act. What they talk, I don't know about the South. I'm from the South. I ain't from up North. I have your dumb ass people. Okay? In the South, we told, don't act a fool for what? From who? From white folks. We were taught that as kids to keep us safe. Okay? So we know when you're around a bunch of wealthy white people, you don't act ratchet and ghetto and shit. That was something you northern motherfuckers would do. No matter what, the light skin, dark, whatever, meek, all of us meek. But you know what I mean? Black, if I were ever, you come and act a fool. Now I know if you're the South, it's constant because they go by sudden strategy. They don't go by, they try to run away from federal laws. They got my sudden strategy down here in the South. So I know if I'm in, and I know it's Ohio, it's the North. I know if I go to West Cleveland, I know how act bougie, act and corny, do what the Romans do. But this nigga goes on social media, we anti-black. But talking about his white dad, the white dad that left his ass, the white dad, white dude that left his ass with his mammy. You not mad, you mad at Bud, be your bitch ass. Shout out to Milan Vanguard. I don't like Milan Vanguard, but I'm going to say, you let some black dude. He said, I wasn't raised like that. My dad, his acumen said they taught him how to fight. You better not fuck, you know, you better not fuck with Milan Vanguard. Me, I ain't scared of nigga. But see, I know the nigga ain't no punk. I tell you that, Milan Vanguard ain't no punk. Blue Shaw's a punk. Yeah. He mad because Van Gogh grew up in a nice area and grew up in no damn hood. Right, he'll go to Phuket. He'll go to damn ass Phuket. I didn't grow up in the hood either. I'm darker than bluish. I ain't dark skinned like West Nile, but I'm darker than bluish. And I didn't grow up, when I went to the hood, I got made fun called white boy, but I get crying, oh, I gotta change, hell no. Nah. I said, no, nah, these motherfuckers out here living a concept of white supremacy, a black inferior, why would I change up my behavior for them? Hell no. Nah. I got family on my mom and dad's side who are afraid of me, they mix hairs. Cause, but them same African, same people making fun of them are the mix of 24 Africans. Do you see anything trying to do? It's the same people they making fun of. All they doing anything stop the hood for acting fool. Stopping crime, stopping drugs, stopping poverty. They ain't doing stopping violence and teenage. They ain't doing, they sitting there on their ass talking shit and not doing shit, but want to talk shit about what you doing and being people business. That's who you pleasing. I don't please people. That's what this nigga do. You know? Yeah, I grew up middle class with my grandparents on my dad's side. I ain't good. Thank you. When I went to the hood, I couldn't even fit in. You were making fun of me by the way I talk and shit. So I like, fuck, I'm not changing that bitch ass. I'm changing my ass for a bitch ass motherfucker. I'll do the fuck I want to do. That what you have y'all do. You scared to go to that level. See, you, this dude don't have balls. I don't want to give a fuck about someone else's thinking. This nigga wants to please people. That's the difference between me and him. I don't please damn people. You either accept me who the way I am or fucking move on. I'm not trying to live my life through someone else's lens. And that's what this dude does. So he don't have balls like me. He might have money than what I do, but probably kissing ass to get the damn money and doing dirt. But I don't do that shit. I got balls, nigga. He don't got no damn balls. He got to sit here and please dumbass people and appeal to people's expectations. I go against people's expectations. That's the difference between me and this fool. So everybody's fool if it upsets me. I ain't upset. I want this dude to get off my dick. That's all I'm asking. Yes, get off my fucking dick and go someplace else and worry about someone else's shit. You hear me, fucking dude from Phoenix, Arizona, originally from Inkster and Detroit? Get the fuck off my dick. Shit. Yeah, I know my dick tastes good, but it ain't for your bitch ass. Huh? When you told that gangster side of that on Twitter? Thank you. Shit. Get off my dick. That's all I want him to do is to get the fuck off my dick. Okay? Don't misinterpret my actions into bitch ass Buddha Judge Gonzalez. Bitch, suck a man's dick. Go. I don't care. You don't need to have a fucking ass job as a fucking judge. You letting this stupid ass fool continue to harass me. Yeah, I'ma cut your bitch ass out, ho. Oh, ho. By the turn 60, fuck you, bitch. Yeah, I don't deserve no fucking honor. You defended a criminal as a judge. See, one thing about, I don't know why I offend Arizona, but I don't hear you say we trash judges down here. Judge do us wrong. We on any talk chair by judges. Judge, do what you do down here in Harris County. Don't become no judge in Harris County, bitch. Say your ass in McCark and Markup County in Phoenix, Arizona. Because you be trash down here and talk shit. They'll drag your ass on blogs, on Facebook, Instagram, on Twitter. That's how we do down here in Houston, motherfucking Texas. When you're a judge doing dirt to us and we don't like your rich ass, we drag your ass. We talk trash about your ass on social damn fucking ass media. The ass you did, you like, oh my God, they talking about my ass. Yeah, they talking about your bitch ass. Don't come to fucking Houston, Texas. Shit. Either now I'm not offended because I love Judge Lena Hidalgo. Either post the police, Houston police, you and drag Lena Hidalgo. Now I'm not offended because I love Lena Hidalgo. But if the post can drag Lena Hidalgo to a campaign that I tweet into, okay, I can talk about your bitch ass here on my podcast, Judge Gonzalez, bitch. I don't live your jurisdiction, bitch. You don't like a name in my mouth, but you let this nigga continue to harass me. You show favoritism. You show partiality to this nigga. And everybody, thank you, bitch. So that's why I'm going to talk about your bitch ass, and I found about your bitch ass having a fucking credit record here in Texas, in El Paso. Bitch, clean your own ass up. Don't try to clean my ass up, hoe. Don't fuck about no damn bitch. She thought that I was scared of her. Bitch, I'm not. And one thing, too, dog, my fucking family tree, I'm part Hispanic, too, bitch. Louisiana Spanish, bitch. I'm not Mexican like you, but I'm part Hispanic, Spanish Creole, bitch. I ain't scared. I got bell pepper, my fucking family lasting 3 hours. I ain't scared. No man said that thing, puta. Comprende way? Thank you. Don't ever come here trying to see a stalker to harass me again. That's why I'm talking about your bitch ass on my fucking podcast. You got the fucking ass nigga harass me. He still talking about shit. He can't even see. That's the shit. Then you were talking about, I ain't want to come to court. Bitch, if I did have the fucking money, if y'all flew me from Houston, I would have came in that courtroom and pointed out my evidence because I couldn't see it, bitch. You deserve every fucking... I feel sorry for your daughter, Winter. I feel sorry for your daughter, Winter. I bet you a bitch-ass mammy to your daughter. I bet you treat her like shit. And Winter, you hear this podcast and your man, go call laws on her bitch-ass, get her ass locked up, hoe. Not you. I ain't gonna call her the whole time to win her daughter. Her daughter innocent. I'm talking her fucking ass mammy, Cynthia E. Gonzalez, Warnicky. You over here got this nigga here harass me. What he said in that protection, I was a fucking lie. Because I called Lyles on his ass before he went there. He been harassing me. He's still doing it. You over here is taking sides of this because you're a fucking ass criminal like a bitch ass. I don't understand how these fucking people, my record clean, your record dirty, his record dirty. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, bitch? Get your shit together. Get your fucking, like, don't fucking harass me. If I'm doing wrong, let God alone fix me. Let Jesus Christ fix me. You not Jesus. You not God. Sit your human fucking ass down. Fuck your doggone title. You don't deserve to fucking have a title as a fucking damn judge. Oh, here, abuse your fucking ass authority. I'm going to cuss your ass on my podcast. Don't like it, hoe. Then deal with it, hoe. You made a bad decision back last year, and this dude continued to harass me on this day. Got my name all, got my government name out there and shit. Yeah, so that's why I cussed your bitch ass out, and you deserve to be cussed out, hoe. Puta. Thank you. Crazy bitch. I don't give a fuck about you being a fucking ass judge. I look at your fucking character. Fuck title. Character come first, bitch. Over here, letting this nigga over here harass me. I'm gonna cuss her ass if I saw your ass in person, hoe. I'll cuss your ass and fuck your fucking ugly face. You don't like the shit that don't ever make no bad decision. Don't ever no bad judgment in your fucking life. And mind you, retire from being a judge, bitch. You ain't no good judge. Yeah, that's it's my fucking experience. But you don't like his shit, then no, next time I'm in a bad decision, I don't get along. I'll never respect nobody who disrespect me. Let me tell you something about me. I'm not from that fucking generation where we gotta respect somebody because they have a fucking title. If your fucking character fuck up, you deserve to get the scrutiny you deserve to have. That's where I come from, bitch. Yeah, that's when you don't like to disrespect. Next time don't disrespect people who can disrespect your bitch ass. I can't, when I'm on that phone, I can't come over and kiss your bitch ass like you're supposed to do. But when I find you a stupid ass hoe, bitch ass hoe, you ain't no fucking damn true judge. You see him let the stalker harass me. You deserve to cuss your bitch ass out. You don't like the scrutiny of this shit. Next time, make a good decision in your fucking judgment, hoe. And know how to talk to people correctly. Committing judicial misconduct, bitch. I don't give a fuck about a fucking ass title. That's one of y'all get on my nerve with that title shit. If your fucking character's fucked up, you deserve to get what you deserve. Now what? Hide behind a fucking title that you don't deserve to have. See, you have good character, bitch. I give you fucking respect you deserve. When you're fucking ass nerd, you just your dirty ass hoe, your dirty ass bitch. You deserve every fucking doggone thing you deserve to happen to your bitch ass. And when you fucking die, if you go to fucking hell, I don't wish you hell, but if you go there, that's good for your ass, you're a fucking demon ass bitch. A demon ass bitch. You let this nigga over here continue to harass me. I want him to leave me the fuck alone, to hold me talking about this shit because he continue to harass me. And none of your fucking ass fucking law fuck me, your fucking ass need to commit suicide. Please do. Please take their life. Don't be a cop no more. Take your life. Please go ahead and commit suicide. I'm glad because y'all bad. You make bad judgment and this bad decision, and you hurt people. You deserve to have your life taken. You prefer to take your own damn life and go to hell and see the devil. You deserve to do what you serve. Crazy. I don't know. Shit. I would never take no fucking bad law enforcement person. You deserve every fucking screen. You are hurting people in your fucking authority. That's why you deserve to get here. I want us to be solid when you abuse us. Hell nah, I'm not with that shit. You deserve what the fuck you get. Don't like it. They kind of do right in your authority. Don't do wrong in your authority. You know when you're dirty, bitch. and to the stalker, get off my fucking dick. Leave me the fuck alone. Don't talk, don't mention anything. Yeah, because I want everything that you got about me, your name and my name. Keep my fucking name out your bitch ass mouth. Understand that. Go find some other dick to worry about. Leave me alone. And whoever police fucking kiss my ass. Go kill yourself, please. I'm glad that half y'all committed suicide. You want out here kill people, exonerate people, innocent people in jail. Your guilty cunt eat your fucking ass alive. Deserve to commit suicide. Damn, that rhymes. Okay, I don't want no bad thought to ever crack at me. Tired, y'all always trying to crack somebody. Look, the Bible say don't crack a person. Hey, correction, you earn insult. That's who I am. In Proverbs 9:7-9, I don't want nobody to crack at me. Because y'all wrong, y'all correction. Have your attention is to get some type of gratification out of it. Some selfish gratification. So I prefer God to check me. No human being on this earth but God. Not no stupid human being. Check yourself. Take a whipping out your own lives. Leave my life. Spend a long life. I got whipping. Leave it alone too. That's all I ask. But I made this video, the podcast, because this dude continued to harass me. And I want this shit to stop now. I don't have no fucking patience. I want this shit to end now. He started on the 31st of December, and he continued to do it. And y'all not having him accountable for his actions. That's the main reason I want your ass correct me either. Because y'all have bias in your correction. And I'm glad when your guilty comes, eat your lie, you either take your life. Please do it. I dare you to do it. Do it. Take your life. We don't need no tyrants telling us right from wrong. In that case, I go to Satan to find out. Shit. I don't want him being ever fucking crack me. I don't trust him being cracking me, period. I don't. So go take your life, but get conscious. You need to have that conscience each alive. But to the stalker, leave me the fuck alone. Don't mention, please. Leave me the fuck alone. Leave me the fuck alone. Don't. Anything about me, erase it now. Okay? And y'all who not taking my side and letting this fool continue to commit crime against me, I'm reporting your bitch as a feds for judicial misconduct, for police misconduct, for official oppression, for under call law violation. You deserve to go to the fucking feds and lose your badge or roll whatever title you have. We don't want no bad authority figure. I don't believe in having bad authority fucking figures. If you're bad, you lose your fucking title and lose your occupation and find another patient that deserve to have no decision making and no authority. Thank you. I'm not with that shit. Y'all like to have bad authority. I don't. You scare a lot of authority to see. Okay? You teach me wrong and say it's right. So I don't need you to teach. No, I don't need you to teach me shit. If I'm not doing right, let God fix me. That's the only person I prefer to fix me is God. Thank you. Fix your own life. Get your own life fixed. Trying to fix another life. Thank you. She was in Cynthia Gonzalez. Fuck you, bitch. I don't like your ass. I hate you. If you die before you turn 60, that's good. I'm not wish death on you, but damn. You got this nigga over here harassing me. And talking all spice and shit. Bitch, I wish you was at Darko. I wish you was outside the courtroom, but parking lot, I'll cut your ass out and make your fucking cry. I don't have to hit you, touch you in the dungeon, make your ass, because I have the energy to do it. I'm gonna never respect a bike who disrespect me because they have a fucking ass title. You don't need to have a fucking title in the first place if that's your fucking character. You change your character, and maybe you have a good title, but if you deserve, you get what you deserve, bitch. Over here, let this old trash ass, tragic griffy ass nigga, a mixed race nigga, harass me. And I'm mixed up too. Okay, my parents and I had a full blown African roots, and I'm playing that pure African bullshit. Fool, like, I don't live for nobody but my own damn self. I like and kiss my ass, lick my dick, and move on. I'm not trying to please dumbass people. That y'all fucking peace. That's why your life is fucking miserable. But this nigga better leave me alone. That's all I'm asking.